Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-245-1375. 800-245-1375. 800-245-1375. Call right now. That number again is 800-245-1375.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1820. 855-325-1820. That's 855-325-1820.
Hey, listen up. The official all-digital radio app is here. That's right. The all-digital radio app lets you stream all your favorite channels all the time on all of your mobile devices. Take all-digital radio with you everywhere you go by downloading the official app today at alldigitalradio.com. Or you can find the app in the Apple Store and on Google Play by searching all-digital radio. It's simple, easy, and it's free. Just download, choose your station, and start listening. Your favorite radio network is now your favorite app. Go to alldigitalradio.com and download it today. Promote your music, product, or service on air for as little as $5. Visit our website for more details at alldigitalradio.com.
You are listening to the All Digital Radio Network.
This is international film and television star Nick Searcy, and for some unknown reason, you are now listening to Off the Hook Radio. God help you all.
Well, I was rolling down the road in some cold blue steel. I had a blues man on the back and a beautician out the wheel. We're going downtown in the middle of the night. We're laughing and I'm joking and we're feeling all right. Oh, I bet I'm nationwide.
It'll never get fixed.
Oh, for Christ's sake, I was singing.
Sorry.
You stopped it?
I was turning down the volume. Because I knew you were never going to fix it.
Never. And I'm not talking much tonight, so I'm losing my voice. Carry on.
You sure?
I'm here. It's killing me.
Well, we don't want that to happen literally.
Yeah, it's... I can't talk.
Tough day at work.
Yeah, but you're 40. You're 40. You're married. You have children. You get laid. You know, basically, you're not going to be killing anybody.
No, no, I will not be.
Mm-hmm. Well, we appreciate that.
Yeah, because this was not a good week. You know, we had the shootings in California at the Garlic Festival last weekend, and then this crap on Saturday and early Sunday morning in Texas and Ohio, and it's. You know, they're all like 21 to 24 year old, weirdo kids that hide in their basements. And, you know, one of my poker buddies, he basically summed it up today. And, you know, if these guys are getting pussy on any kind of regular basis, they'd be in a good mood. They wouldn't want to hurt anybody. You know, you look at these guys, I mean, they all, you can tell. They're all either strung out on some kind of drugs, maybe they have mental health issues and they're on Prozac or, you know, whatever. Or they're strung out and they're not on drugs and they should be. But I guarantee you, none of them get laid.
Probably not.
No. When I was their age, I got laid all the time. I was a happy, happy person. I didn't want to hurt it. I didn't want to hurt a fly. I got a little pissy once I got married because you don't get laid anymore after you get married. But, you know, it's good for a year or so. And then, I don't know. But basically, politics and division aren't going to fix any of this crap. So, you know, if you're going to bitch about it politically and stuff, you know, I've got two words for you. The first one's fuck. The second one's you. You know, I just don't want to freaking hear it.
Come on.
So, you know, I mean. Well, it, you know, Trump did his little speech this morning, did a national address, and he said, you know, there's just no place for hate, bigotry, or white supremacy in America. And 3 minutes after he was done, one of those assholes on CNN was going, oh, he does a whole speech, he doesn't even mention white supremacy, that figures. What the fuck? You're not even listening? You hate him so bad you can't even hear what he says? Screw you.
They don't want to listen.
You know, and the next person that says, well, prayers and thoughts aren't going to do anybody any good. Well, I suppose fundraising before they remove the bodies from the scene of the crime is better. Let's go fundraise on it. Oh, my God. You people, just you suck. Okay, the younger generation in America has got social media, their heads are fucked up, and this shit is increasing. It's increasing. It's happening more often. And it isn't happening more often because Trump's the president, for Christ's sake. There was a guy on social media that I like. He said this earlier today. He says, so let me get this straight. Barack Obama wasn't responsible for the Pulse nightclub, San Bernardino, Charleston Church, Jewish Community Center, Fort Hood, Navy Yard, Sandy Hook, or the Aurora movie theater shootings, but Trump's responsible for El Paso and Dayton. Yeah. Yeah, right. But, you know, there's been other ones. I mean, the Las Vegas thing happened in 17.
So that was Trump, right? Was that Trump? That was Trump.
Yeah, Trump was president. Yeah. Trump was inaugurated then. And then you had the Florida shootings on Valentine's Day 2 years ago at the school. And then you had there was another one. It's terrible. There's so damn many I can't even remember them now. But then you had three in the last week. And it, you know, it's just horrible. But I mean, if you look at these people, the only one of the whole bunch that was getting laid was the guy out in Vegas, and you know, that was some chubby Filipino because he had a couple million dollars.
You know, the scary thing is
he was old. The rest of them were all young punks.
We're just not safe anywhere, though, now. I mean, I've told you guys before on the show, I've had to have the talk with my 10-year-old daughter and my 7-year-old daughter on the way to gym. I mean, what happens if, you know, we're there for practice and they hear what sounds like firecrackers going off? I mean,
they assume they ain't firecrackers, always, yep.
And they know exactly where to go, what to say to the building next door. You know, what's happening. I mean, Gracie and I actually had the conversation once again this morning because of the Walmart and, you know, the Dayton thing, because you just don't know where it's going to happen.
I was just in my Walmart the other day and I left my my gun in the car. That is never happening again. Nope. I'm packing in the front and the back every time I go into Walmart.
Is it legal? Or not? Are you legally allowed to carry in Walmart? Or I mean, is that, or why do you leave it in your glove box when you go into Walmart?
It's my gun car. I'm in Florida. It's hard to conceal a gun anyway. But my new Glock fits in my old 22 holster, and I could conceal my 22 pretty good. So I'm sure I can conceal my Glock 48. and I am going to carry it everywhere. The only place I can't take it into is the casino because I'll get banned for life.
And but is that because that they feel you may be pose a risk for robbing?
No, Walmart doesn't give a shit.
I'm saying the casino.
It's just it's their rules. You know, they have their own police force on site. But
well, do you have to go through a metal detector?
No.
Then what stops you from carrying?
Except for I'd have to wear my hoodie all day. Nothing. I probably could.
I know plenty of people that conceal carry where they're not supposed to conceal carry, and they straight up told me they will never stop carrying in those places.
I was like Buffalo Wild Wings. I like their food, but I won't go there. They've got a big sign on the door, you know. And, you know, I understand the law enforcement, you know, at places where there's alcohol served, they don't want guns around and stuff, but...
Well, that makes kind of
I don't drink, sense, so but, fuck you. But
we've had these shootings at places where alcohol is served, and if there was people there that had been concealed carried, maybe
no,
the deaths wouldn't have been as much.
Yeah, there's 50 people killed at the Pulse nightclub. Apparently, nobody had a weapon, and they were
because they followed the rules.
That giant shooting at the club in France. Was it 111 people or something there? Were shot. I don't know how many of them were dead, but yeah,
that was a huge ordeal. They were trapped inside.
Yeah, but there's like four of them there, three or four shooters. But these kids today, they don't have 90% of the FBI guy said 90% of these mass shooters don't have a male influence at home. They don't have a dad at home.
Now, they don't
learn right from wrong. They don't have any respect for authority, and eventually, not getting laid, they go nuts.
So from everything you understand, you are saying that both of these shooters and the last two, I don't know anything about the one in California you're talking about, nothing.
He shot himself. The cops didn't shoot him. The cops took credit for taking him down. They didn't.
Warren said he
shot himself.
I've been too busy. I haven't watched the news, but... I've totally forgot what it
was. That was Sunday a week ago.
Forget it. Just forget it. I am so dead tired, and work is kicking my ass.
I thought you didn't have to work today. You didn't have to make any donuts.
No, I wasn't supposed to have to make donuts, and I ended up making donuts and worked my ass off and have to work my ass off way hard tomorrow because I have a humongous truck that is going to take me like 4 hours to put everything away.
But donuts are a happy thing.
For everybody but me.
Yeah, I suppose if you have to make them, you're not real happy.
Slim.
It's all good. I just continue.
That's all right. this guy said 90% of these guys don't have any male influence at home, and whether you're religious, I'm not real religious, but I went to church when I was a kid and stuff, you just got to learn right for wrong, respect for other people. You know, when you rough house at home, the father's got a rough house with you and stuff. And he says, you throw that elbow at your sister, it's your ass.
So that's what you think these people
learn respect for. They don't have any respect for authority. They're not. Well, all you hear anymore from one side is America sucks. America's no good. The government's no good. Everything's terrible. You're beat down. It's all government's fault. It's all Trump's fault. Everything's horrible, horrible, horrible. And you hear that all fucking day long. It's kind of hard to be in a good mood.
Yes.
You know?
Do you ever think that these...
Things aren't that bad.
Well, yeah. But do you ever think some of these shootings are actually what we consider orchestrated?
No.
The only reason I ask this is because we know another particular individual that they're discussing the ideas of these being used as ways to take other stories off from the radar at the time. And right now we know one of the big stories on the radar is the Epstein situation and stuff like that. No, I know.
I'm growing.
It's interesting.
The problem that you have with conspiracy theories of this size is you've got to have hundreds of people keep quiet.
Not really with this.
If not thousands.
Not really. Not really at all. All you have to do is have one person from the government go up to some dude.
Who would that be?
who knows? That person could be a black ops contractor that's been sanctioned by some classified document within the government that says
you've got a whole bunch of people right now that know all about it. One guy writes one document that he then sends people off to do things? Or is it some cabal in government, which is multiple people who have their own black ops operatives? Because you got to have more than one.
Well, but how many?
Who's somehow organizing these people in all various sections of the country?
And look,
I'm not saying it's true, but these tend to come in waves.
Hillary Clinton, the Obama administration, and their cronies in the Justice Department tried the biggest conspiracy in the history of our government to keep Trump from getting elected, and then once he did win, to try and ruin him. And the left is harping on it. Russia for 2.5-3 years. That's all you hear. It's all bullshit. We all know it's bullshit. They all know it's bullshit. And those people are about to pay the price. They couldn't even cover that up.
Yeah, they've got to.
Okay. I don't believe anything with some 21-year-old punk in the basement who's afraid to date girls.
No, but by the speaking of Hillary and that they've got it coming and it's going to be coming soon, there's rumors of a tape that's going to eventually come out, and if it does, Hillary's done. And
well, I've been hearing that for years. The only tape I know about that really is out there, and I'm not saying this isn't slim, and I hope it is. The only one I'm sure of, though, is one that Trey Gowdy has actually heard, and that's the actual FBI interview with the Greek kid, the one who went to jail for lying to the feds for 5 days, whatever his name, Papadopoulos. Papadopoulos actually was saying, no. He says, we don't have nothing to do with the Russians. They're just saying that the Russians have stuff on Hillary. Okay? This is on tape. Okay, and they still went after this kid.
Well, I don't want to be.
That's the only one I know that's actually out there. The rest of the stuff, I hope so is.
The newest one, if it is what it is, they're in big trouble. And I'm not going to say this.
Tell me what it is.
Not on broadcast radio, because I'm not being suicided.
Oh. Oh yeah, true. Yeah.
We'll talk on the after show.
Well, Epstein almost got suicided.
Yes, they did. Oh man. And if you guys actually knew the details of what happened in that, oh boy, they fucked him up bad.
Well, I'm tired. I'm just fed up with nobody actually facing the real problems, acting like mature adults, because everything gets political immediately. You know, I've got friends on the right who are like, well, we can't have these red tag things. And red tags where somebody's got psychological problems. And the police would have the authority to remove guns from their home if they're making crazy social media posts, or they're on some kind of heavy psychotic drugs or something like that, and they've made threats. They have the right to do, oh, you can't do that. That's letting the nose of the camel under the tent and blah, blah. I'm like, no. Psychological problems are why most of this shit happens. Okay, the guy in San Bernardino, he just wanted to kill you because you're an American, because he was a Muslim fucker. But a lot of these other ones, they're just crazy shits. That little bastard in Charleston went into church and shot 9 people with a gun he stole from a cousin or an uncle or something. He's just a little friggin', skinheaded weirdo. And apparently this guy from Dallas wanted to go shoot Mexicans. He's a little skinheaded weirdo, although he's an environmentalist, so he cares more than most skinheads. I mean, come on. We got to address the core problems of this crap, and you can't address the core problems of any of this stuff if they put a bill up in Congress last year to allow psychological stuff as part of the gun background checks. Every Democrat voted against it. Why did they vote against it? Because it didn't make sense? No, because they wanted a fucking issue. It's all about political power. Bullshit. Screw political power. Screw you, Congresswoman from El Paso. Trump's not welcome here. He's your president, bitch. Okay? Whether you like it or not, get over your fucking selves. I am so tired of this crap. You know, we got to get along. Like, what I tell you Martin Luther King says? It's on my wall. Said it last week, I'll say it again. We have to learn to live together as brothers, or we're going to all perish together as fools. And I'll tell you what, the second part of that is so close to coming true, it makes me my heart break. Absolutely. I'm just absolutely fed up with it. We're fundraising off of these dead people before their bodies are removed from the scene.
Well, and that's...
And the other thing is that... Yeah, go ahead.
That's one of the... Let me go back to that whole... What we call... CB's calling it a conspiracy theory. However, the term that I want to use in this situation is false flag event. Mm-hmm. And one of the big things that in a false flag event is no immediate removal of the bodies. And no one's able to see the bodies. And, I mean, here's some of the ways that you spot a false flag. Immediate national news coverage, a political agenda, incident inspires intense emotion, initial media stories conflict official diary, no one is allowed to see the dead bodies, mainstream manipulation, which we have seen, and federal government, it got cut off. I don't know what the last sentence said. There was a video I was reading. But, there's so many things in the one in Texas that fit a lot of this scenario. I mean, yes, shootings now get national coverage immediately because of Twitter and Facebook and Instagram and national, 24-hour
news. If it bleeds, it leads.
Correct. And if it, the second one person dies, then they get Shepard Smith in and it's breaking news.
Unless it's in a Democratic-run city and 55 people are shot over the weekend and nobody gives a flying fuck. You never hear about it. But I'll tell you another thing, my right-wing friends...
Sandy Hook was another one of those cases, too. I know. But I just want to point out a couple of the things with that. That was another one of those that no one was allowed in the building. No one was allowed to see the bodies. There was a lot of indiscrepancies with some Christmas trees that seemed to have arrived the day before that matched the exact account of people that died at the scene, and then they used them for the memorial. They destroyed
the forensics. Forensics is so exact these days.
Well, I know.
And the judges insist on it, and the prosecutors insist on it, the defense attorneys insist on it, that these cops are under a lot of pressure to process the crime scene thoroughly.
Well, but problem
once you remove dead bodies, you remove anybody who's breathing immediately, try and get them treatment. But if they're dead, they stay there until they're processed.
That is correct. But let me just go. And Sandy Hook is a tough one for me because I have two kids.
Tell you, anybody who doesn't believe what happened at Sandy Hook, go there and tell those people, because I go through Danbury, Connecticut, which is the same exit that Sandy Hook is on, and go there and stand up in the diner at exit 10 and say Sandy Hook never happened.
They would probably shoot me dead.
Go there and do that. Just go ahead.
I'm just pointing out inconsistencies to. And I had that same day that happened, I went to my daughter's school as a guy was walking across the parking lot, and then I found out that there was nobody in the building and the door was unlocked, and I actually called the superintendent immediately and used the Sandy Hook thing, to tell him that the doors need to be locked because of these. I mean, I'm not saying it didn't happen.
I understand.
There's inconsistencies.
The only big one we don't know really what happened, and it pisses me off, is Las Vegas.
And we don't. And that is
we
that
still
one
don't know
is
really
a
what
huge,
happened in Vegas.
Huge,
Vegas is weird.
That one is a big conspiracy.
But like I said, my right wing friends don't like the red tide thing or whatever it is. I do. Okay, because mental health is almost always part of this stuff. The other thing that they don't like, and I don't have a problem with, that little fucker in Ohio who killed his sister, for Christ's sake. Okay? He's an Antifa fan, okay? He watches anime in his basement all the time. You know Japanese cartoon porn. I mean, come on. He's a freaking weirdo. He got expelled from school for making up a list of the girls in the school he'd like to sexually assault. Okay, yeah. They've known this same thing with the asshole in Florida. They knew that kid was trouble for years, and there was never really any consequences for all this crap that they do until it comes to this, and they go, "Oh well, why didn't we heed the warnings? Because you're assholes." Okay. The other thing, this guy had a 250 round magazine for his AR. I didn't even know I'm a gun guy. I don't even know they made 250 round magazines. Your ARs. I'm sure this kid doesn't have one like I do. I've got a chrome molly barrel. That's a very good barrel. It's heat resistant. It
Dude,
doesn't
if he could
work
afford
bed
a
or anything.
250 some clip.
No, they're
clip.
No,
he can afford a molly barrel.
Magazines aren't expensive.
250 some clip one.
No, that barrel's an extra $300 or $400. That clip's probably $60 or $70. But you know, the regular clips are like $9. Okay, for a regular 30 round clip.
How many was it? I'm Googling.
250 rounds.
Okay,
250. But I'm telling you right now, I've gone up and I've shot three clips off out of my AR. Okay, I had to let it cool off for a half hour after two clips. I mean, it gets hot as hell. He fired 41 shots before the cops fired the shot that mattered, the one in his fucking head. But you know, 250, you're never going to be able to fire 250 rounds in a gun. The gun's going to overheat, it's going to jam, it's going to burn up, we don't need 250 round magazines. We don't need 100 round magazines either. Okay, 30 is more than enough. There's a lot of states that won't even let you have 30. You know, they're 20 or 10 or whatever. And you know, if that's what a state wants to do, states have the right to do that. And you know, I don't even care if you live in a liberal state and your state what says, you know, the maximum amount of rounds in your magazine allowed is 7. I think it's New York, right? Or is it Maryland?
New York you can have 1 10. In the chamber and 5 in the clip.
6. It's only 6 in New York and
I
it's
believe
7 in
that's
Maryland.
What it, I believe that's correct.
Yeah, it's I mean that's just whatever. I don't care. If that's what they want to do, fine. You want to live in a stupid state like that, go ahead. But 30 rounds is more than enough for target shooting, hunting, whatever you want to do. 30 rounds is plenty. And if they lowered it to 20, I wouldn't bitch. I wouldn't care. You know, 250 rounds, you don't need that. Okay? And I'm a lifetime NRA member. I'm not going to back anybody supporting that. Trump got rid of bump stocks. That's what that asshole used in Las Vegas to turn his ARs into machine guns. Okay? Trump got rid of that. Does he get any credit? Hell no. You know, Trump is not a white supremacist. Trump is not a racist. They just hate him because he beat cankles. You know, everybody loved Trump until he ran for president as a Republican. You know, when Trump was in New York and he was a Democrat for a while, he was a Republican for a while, he gave money to everybody. Oh, everybody loved Trump. I can show you pictures of Trump with Muhammad Ali and Al Sharpton and Jesse Jackson, and they're all hugging him and loving him and smiling him. And then you get Beto on TV this morning going, they asked me if our president's a racist. I say, Jesus Christ, of course he is. Oh, you're a class act, you little shit. Why don't you go marry another heiress? Be like John Kerry. You're only on your first heiress. Get another one. You need to have two. You need to have two
like
move up in the standings.
Was this dude's gun one of those drum magazines?
Yeah, it was a
250
double sided drum magazine. Yep.
Yeah, you can get one. I can't get a price. I'm trying. It's kind of hard because you really can't buy that kind of stuff over the internet. I don't think.
Sure, you can. You can't
really?
Buy.
Yeah, you can't buy the gun. Just buy the. I'm having a hard time finding. Okay, hold on. Here we go. No, this is a. No, I can't find one online. I really can't. I've seen pictures, but I can't find one. 100 round one is $129.99.
Yeah, a double's $199.
Yeah,
I'm looking at that. Yeah, a double's.
I'm trying to find. I just wanted to see about how much this is because I mean, if honestly, maybe he could have shot this, but that was one of the things. If you go back to the Vegas shooting, they were one of the things they were trying to point out there was the amount of shots he shot off that there was no way he could have withstood the smoke. He couldn't have withstood the
heat of the gun.
Well, yeah, but he would have blown his eardrums out. They've statistically proven in scientific studies he would have blown his eardrums out even with protective hearing.
So, you know.
Well, yeah, afterwards, yes, but I mean,
so he probably didn't hear the shot that killed him. He didn't care. Who cares? You know, I mean, the little fucker in Texas, he was using an AK.
Oh shit! I didn't use Takedo mode. I'm in trouble.
That was with 7.62. That was with 7.62 ammo. That's NATO size rounds. That shit will kill you dead. I'm surprised there wasn't more than 22. If he hit that many people with AK rounds, but you know, he wore earmuffs. Now the jerk in Ohio, he had friggin' tactical gear. He had bulletproof vests and everything.
Well, you know, being that. See, again, I don't know a lot about these stories because I've been working, but he shot his sister. Was his sister-in-law?
His sister.
Okay, his sister. Do you think that maybe the part of the motive here was that he was pissed at her, went to shoot
Who
her,
knows?
And then just decided to go and just shoot some other people too?
Who knows?
I mean, this one doesn't sound like
racist. I don't think you carry bulletproof vests and a 250-round magazine if your sister is all you want to shoot.
No, yeah.
I mean, it's your sister. You could stick her in the throat with a fork at the table outside. Well, I mean, come on.
So, yeah, he was there.
Anyway, I'm tired of this shit. But, you know, our failure to fix the immigration system doesn't make Trump a white supremacist. And the people who fail to fix the immigration system because it's a political issue, they're just as much to blame as anybody else. So fuck the rest of them.
My father, I called him last night just to talk, and he started, did you see about these shootings? And I said, yeah, a little bit. And he says, it's all Trump's fault. It's all Trump's fault. Goddamn racist. It's all Trump's fault. If it wasn't for him, none of these shootings. And I'm like, Dad, you don't understand. All these Mexicans and all these people coming across the border, and Trump's just letting them in. And I stopped him. And I said, you know, Dad, I don't like to fight politics with you because I usually agree with you other than the fact that you hate Trump. And I told him, I said, you have to understand that these laws were all laxed under the Obama administration, and Trump can't change them. And you guys are fighting him to build the wall to change them. I mean, he's trying, but
the Democrats want a political issue. They don't want to fix any problems. So.
No, they don't. And he just, it's all Trump's fault. But it's not Trump's fault. That the flood of immigrations did not start under Trump.
It's the same thing with China. You know, China's been fucking us for 30 years. Trump stands up to them, and now they're all bitching. Oh, look, there's going to be economic consequences to this. We've been eating the economic consequences for 30 friggin' years. Just because somebody's finally fighting back, they're fighting for us.
Yeah, but don't we owe them?
You can't give
them
any credit for that?
Do we not owe them lots of money?
They don't hold as much treasury as they used to, but they hold a lot of treasuries. We, you know, so
what happens if they call all that and actually want payment immediately for everything that we owe them?
Fuck you.
Yeah, it won't happen.
Yeah.
I mean, what are they going to do if we say no?
That's the right question.
Yeah,
it is the right question, but maybe they will. I'm not. I don't want them to.
Then you think they're going to get paid?
Well, no. But,
okay, yeah. You got to understand. The Chinese play the long game. In America, we play quarter to quarter. The Chinese play decade to decade. Right. So whatever they're planning on doing, they will sit and wait, and they will force their people to suffer as much as they need to suffer because they have a communist government and they're not going anywhere. So,
fair point.
I mean, I have no idea what the Chinese long game is.
Only they do.
Well, I mean, my assumption is they want to become the preeminent economic power in the world, which, you know, good luck to them. I'm assuming that's what they want to do. But they can't do that if they take down the United States.
Well, if they took down the United States, that would make them the supreme.
Except their economy would collapse at that point. Who's going to buy their shit?
Well, that plus the fact that their own people don't trust their government, so.
Yeah.
They're not free. They know they're not free. They make them kill their babies still. It's no. You don't have to worry about them, Slim. The only thing you have to worry about with China is them stealing all our shit for free, which, you know, Clinton let them do, Bush let them do, Obama let them do. Trump's trying to do something about it, so now he's the bad guy. I mean, come on. I mean, most of the intellectual property they steal is from big corporations, half of which are run by liberals, and Hollywood, which is all run by liberals.
Okay, well, let's...
They should be supporting Trump doing this, not denigrating him for it.
No, but here's one that's not in our storyboard for tonight, but have you seen that Trump has turned over, and this one I don't like, and I'm a Trump fan, he's going to allow Saudi Arabia to now develop part of our defense guidance systems for our missiles over there. Now, how is that a good idea? I mean, now
he's throwing them a bone because they're spending, $500 billion on planes and equipment and stuff.
Well, yeah,
which is American jobs, and we throw them a bone on something little like that. It's not a big deal. That's how things. You know,
It
is. Look at all the Japanese car plants that are in America now.
That's car plants.
Yeah,
I'm talking about the guidance systems on our missiles.
Yeah,
this is technology that's highly classified that we're now going to put in the hands of in my opinion, an unstable situation over there.
Lockheed Martin makes it. Some one of those companies makes it, and they're going to produce some of it over there. You know,
it's a huge. How do you think these contractors over in these other countries, they the whistleblowers that steal all this information, and how do you think we know about all the government spying that's on us?
Oh, for God's sakes, W-82 rocket engine that we made at Los Alamos, okay? All the plans are at Los Alamos. The guy that Clinton put in charge of that turned all of that over to the Chinese. That's how the Chinese now have intercontinental ballistic missiles and missiles that can hit our satellites. They didn't have an engine that could do that before. We just handed it to them. This is an ally. We're going to let them assemble some shit. Whoop-de-doo.
It's an ally for now, but as soon as we give them our secrets, who knows? Maybe they do the same thing. They turn around and build something from our technology. This is a bad play. I love Trump. Bad play. You don't turn over our secrets to any country. No country.
We're not giving ally our not. Secrets. We're letting them do assembly line shit.
That's the secrets. If they know how to put it together,
we already sell them the equipment that has the product in it. Yes,
but that's we sell them the equipment that has the product in it for their use. Right. You know that when we sell an aircraft to another nation, we strip out a lot of the sensitive stuff that we don't want them to know.
Yes.
So now
some of it.
Correct. But now we're having them build systems that will have that sensitive stuff in it for us. They're not building it for them. They're building it for us. So we're giving them all of these secrets, not just the plane after we've stripped out or the bomb after we've stripped out what we don't want them to know.
I'm not worried about it. And the reason I'm not worried about it is because if Saudi Arabia's government rose up somehow and turned against America, it would take us about 8 minutes to wreck them. It'd be over. So, yeah, I don't.
Where's all their money invested?
Yeah, in the United States, they're fucked without us. So, and the we have to throw them a bone too because their exports are way down because we're producing our own oil and gas now. And
you don't need to throw anybody a bone. We got to stop throwing bones to all these other countries.
Well, we are taking care of our own. They're buying $500 billion worth of military equipment over the next, 5 years from American companies that employ American people who have children and mortgages and cars.
But are they buying equipment that has not been built yet, or are they buying surplus equipment that the government has on hand and needs to just get rid of?
No,
and it's doing nobody any good other than...
buying, this is new stuff.
Are you sure? I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm just asking.
Yes,
if you're sure.
I am sure. We don't have surplus F-18s laying around.
Maybe not F-18s, but
no. We got surplus tanks, but no surplus airplanes.
Yeah, and they don't need tanks in Saudi Arabia too much. You know, even Schwarzkopf bitched about the friggin' desert with the tanks. They had to go out and beat down the sand and stuff, and the tanks. You know, what do you call them? Not the CBs. What's the builders in the army? I forget what they're called, but anyway, they did a hell of a lot.
The Army Corps of Engineers.
Corps of Engineers, yeah, thank you. They did a hell of a lot of prep work before we rolled on Bahrain, Kuwait, back in the 90s. So, or was that 89? Might have been 89. You know, we get as old as me, man, and the years just run together. You're getting there, Slim. It'll happen to you. So... anyway, I got another thing I wanted to bitch about. Just a quickie. You know, the women's soccer team, Megan Rapinoe, and those foul-mouthed little cretins who didn't even play, cursing on camera at their parade in New York. Hide your women. Hide your children. We got the keys to the fucking city. You know, those creeps. We ain't going to the White House. Trump ain't our president. We're gay. You know, well, you know, my daughter's gay. She loves Trump. My daughter's girlfriend's gay. She loves Trump.
We'd have told him on radio.
Well, she don't care. She's gay. Oh, yeah. No, it's not a big deal. Everybody knows. And her girlfriend's got a Make Liberals Cry Again, Re-Elect Trump 2020 hat. And they sent me a picture of it. So I sent them a picture of my autographed Trump hat. And they're like, oh, that's really cool.
See, now you have to make it a point to get them one of those hats autographed by Trump.
Oh, they got their hat for $25. Mine costs a little more than that.
Make their day.
Yeah, I might. Well, I told them they need to start. They just need to start a new, Lesbians for Trump organization.
And I said, well, I don't tell them you'll get it for them if they start Lesbians for Trump.
Yeah, yes, nobody. Nobody from the National Women's Soccer Team is going to join it, though, because they're out there bitching about the equal pay thing and stuff, and they filed a lawsuit against the U.S. Soccer Federation because we're not getting paid the same as men, okay? Well, U.S. Soccer Federation President Carlos Cordeiro hit back hard at the National Women's Team. When they sued him, he released the financial information. Apparently, the U.S. women's soccer team has only made profit 2 years. I think it was 2016 and 2017. Over the last 10 years, they've lost like $29 million. Here it is. From 2009 to 2019, that includes two women's World Cup championships. The women's national teams earned gross revenue of $101.3 million over 238 games, an average of $425,000 per game. The men's national team has earned gross revenue of $186 million over 191 games, less games, for an average of $972,000 per game. More specifically, women's national team games have generated a net profit, ticket revenues minus event expenses, in only 2 years, 16 and 17. Across the entire period, women's national teams generated a net loss of $27.5 million. Okay. There's a reason you don't get paid the same per game as men is because you don't generate the revenue. There's a reason the worst NBA team in terms of attendance and revenue makes a shitload more money than the very top WNBA team. It's economics. Okay? It's not equal pay for equal work. If you can produce $975,000 per game, you can get paid the same as men. Until you do, shut the fuck up. You know, and be honest with you, these women are making a couple hundred thousand dollars a year. Okay, so they're bitching, they're underpaid at a couple hundred thousand dollars a year. Well, the men are only making a little bit more than they are, because in terms of percentage of revenue, World Cup revenue, women get 3% more than men do. But the men generate 300 times as much money as the women do. Now, we're underpaid. You're getting a higher percentage of your revenue. If you want paid like men, generate the same revenue. And of course, you know, it's going to get even worse when they start letting transgenders play on women's teams.
Yeah, that'll destroy that sport.
Oh, the Olympics are going to allow it.
I know, it's going to destroy the women's sports.
Yeah,
I don't get this.
Yeah, the new world weightlifting champion is a transgender, which means
sure.
It's a woman with a penis.
You remember the story last year from the high school in Connecticut? Three guys won the women's came in 1, 2, and 3.
First and second. They're first and second.
I thought it was first, second, and third.
No, it was just first and second. There's only two.
Okay, well, just first and second. Fine. Yeah.
But only six of them got to go to the national meet. And the girls who finished 7th and 8th were a little bit pissed about it.
Mm-hmm. I don't blame them.
You can't blame them at all. What was the other thing I wanted to say about that? Oh. Well, let's just go to that since we're talking about it. You guys rolled down the story list. I pretty much had it with radicals and all things. I think I've made myself clear on that. You know, they say, oh, that religious guy probably won't make our gay wedding cake, so let's go there and demand he make it so we can cause trouble, and maybe some asshole judge who can't read the First Amendment will try to give us money in a lawsuit. Well, there's been a whole bunch of those. But this one in Canada, I want to say it kind of takes the cake, but that would be a very, very bad pun.
No, the one in Canada is a low blow.
Yeah, really. Accusations fly at human rights hearing into transgender woman's Brazilian wax complaint. Okay? This guy who identifies as a woman and goes by the name Jessica is a transgender in British Columbia and describes herself as a LGBTQ activist. So she's just trying to stir up trouble, okay? But she went into this business and demanded that they give her a Brazilian. And if I have to explain to you what a Brazilian is, go listen to something else, okay? However, business owner Marcia da Silva said she was not comfortable carrying out a Brazilian wax on a person with male genitalia, nor did she have the training for it.
But I think she should have just cut his dick off and said, oops.
The activist lawyer said the hearing that a ruling against his client would be tantamount to ordering intimate services against someone's will. Okay. The complaint heard Wednesday is one of more than a dozen filed by Jessica, who describes herself as a digital marketing expert and LGBTQ activist. They all allege she's a subject of discrimination by salons. She went into this place and she demanded a Brazilian wax. And I'll tell you what, I would volunteer, if you can give me thick enough gloves, to give Jessica her Brazilian wax. I have done Brazilian waxes. I do not know why women want Brazilian waxes. It has to hurt like a son of a bitch. And trust me, the outside of a woman's pubic area is not nearly as sensitive as gonads. Okay? I want to put wax all over this guy's balls, put the paper on there, and rip it the wrong way. You know, you're supposed to rip it the way the hair grows. Well, in your pubic region, the hair grows pretty much every direction, right?
Okay.
Oh, that's going to hurt. There you go. You got your wax, bitch. Oh, I'll probably go to jail for calling him a bitch. No,
I think that would be the proper terminology, I think.
Oh, he might like that?
It might be correct.
This woman had just started her business, okay, and Jessica came up, saw the Facebook ad in the spring of 2018 offering a promotion for Brazilian wax, and she had just started her home-based business after previously performing waxes on family and friends, and this was the first person to respond to her ad, and she didn't have a who. She had a ha-ha. And she just wasn't comfortable waxing male genitalia. So, of course, she's discriminatory and deserves to lose her house, her children's college fund, and have to work the rest of her life paying off Jessica. Jessica equated the denial of service to neo-Nazism.
What amazes me is people take themselves seriously over shit like this. I don't get it. I really don't.
Well, Jessica told the tribunal she was intersex and she had female body parts, which means boobs. Okay? But she doesn't have female body parts where the Brazilian is carried out unless she's got really hairy tits. So, I don't know. It's just, I'm just tired of this crap. I'm tired of this crap. If it weren't for social media, this crap would never happen, I think. Do you?
No, I mean, you get notoriety.
No, we got notoriety.
Well, she would get notoriety, I guess, is the point.
You know, I remember last year when we were all pissed about that Gillette ad?
Yes.
Their toxic masculinity ad. We're basically, it was part of the We Believe campaign.
Mm-hmm.
You know, is this the best a man can get? No. It just basically said, men are pigs, and we know it here at Gillette. Well, your customers are mostly men, assholes. Okay, that's when I switched to Harry's. The word is called. I switched to Harry's, and I posted it online. I'll never buy another Gillette product after this. Well, apparently it didn't do real good because Procter & Gamble took a $8 billion non-cash write-down for the shaving giant Gillette. The chief financial officer attributed most of those losses to new competitors offering prices below the category average. Yeah, because we all switched to them after you did that. The toxic masculinity ad punctuated news cycles for weeks, was repeatedly mocked on social media, and apparently they're not willing to come forward yet with the fact that they made a monumental error in assuming men...
They never will.
...would take that well.
Yeah, they never will. You know what I know. They will never admit that they made a mistake.
They lost $8 billion. Somebody needs to own up for the mistake.
It's not going to happen.
Well, the board needs to do something about it.
They probably signed off on the whole thing to begin with.
I don't know, maybe. Well, fuck you, Gillette.
Yeah, I mean, I've got a feeling, like I said, that if the board signed off on it, everybody's going to go, oops. The only people that are going to take it in the neck are the shareholders. They're the only people who ever take it in the neck.
Well, speaking of shareholders, if you own Unilever or Procter & Gamble, you might want to think about selling if this next story takes off. They make deodorants. Okay, for those of you in Rio Lindo, no clue what the hell is going on in the world. Or for your 21-year-old future mass shooters hiding in your mother's basement wishing you had a girlfriend. Scientists create fabric that smells better the more you sweat. Your gross workout gear could soon double as an air freshener.
Not mine.
It isn't a surefire way to make your sweaty gym's clothes smell like roses, the new fabric might be able to give off a pleasant lemony aroma at the very least. Processes already exist to embed fabric with scents like those from aromatherapy essential oils, but now researchers have combined the idea with concepts taken from advanced smart fabrics. A team of engineers at the University of Minho in Portugal have developed two ways to modify cotton fabric so it lets off a citronella aroma when it comes to cotton. I don't like citronella.
Isn't that what you use to get rid of mosquitoes?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's so.
They use protein found in pigs' noses that binds scent molecules to the cotton. They also attach what's known as a carbohydrate binding molecule, which helps the scent molecule bind to the cotton. Then they use a second method involving fat-like liposomes rather than proteins to bind the pleasant scent to the fabric. So when you sweat, it gives a quick burst of scent.
Okay.
I don't know if I'd trust it enough. I think Unilever's safe for a while. I don't think I'm going to get rid of deodorant.
Yeah, it's just more weird shit. It's just more weird stuff that people are going to do.
Yeah, I know, but CNN's too busy bitching at Trump, and they don't give you the real news like this, so we have to do it.
That's true. It's just odd.
Okay.
People are just odd.
Well, we only got a few minutes left, so I want to quickly get our stupid criminal in.
Oh, who's the lucky man? Is this one still alive?
Yeah, this one's still alive, and it's okay. A female, and it's not from Florida.
Holy crap. We went 0 for 3?
Yeah, she's from Portland.
Oh, all right.
A 38-year-old woman's been charged with assaulting a public safety officer and unlawful use of a weapon after she allegedly attacked a police officer and used his own baton to beat him as he tried to assist her following a motorcycle crash. Angela Dunson of Portland was transported to the hospital and treated for injuries suffered in the crash last Friday evening before being turned over to the Multnomah County Detention Center.
Is it their birthday?
I don't know. I don't know if I said it right or not. It doesn't matter. I faked it. Police say an officer was driving to respond to a call with his police lights and siren activated when a motorcycle rider in front of him started to speed up, then lost control and crashed. The officer pulled, so he was going to another accident. The officer pulled over to try and help her and address the dangerous driving behavior. But the rider got up and ran away. A struggle ensued when the officer attempted to take her into custody, and she tried to grab the officer's taser. Then she grabbed his expandable baton and then used it to beat the shit out of him, basically. Another officer arrived at the scene, used his taser on her, Angela Dunson, and was taken into custody. Yeah, she was taken into custody while the officer that she attacked was transported to the hospital.
Can you imagine being him going back to work?
Yeah, some woman beat the shit out of him with his own baton.
Yeah, I'd just retire.
Yeah, she's 38 years old, and if it wasn't for that ugly scowl on her face, she probably wouldn't be the ugliest woman in the world. She's not totally unattractive, but she's a little bit of a wacko. She was previously convicted of unlawful use of a firearm in 2017 after shooting up her boyfriend's car following an argument. So she was charged with second-degree assault, third-degree robbery, third-degree escape, interfering with a police officer, attempting to elude by vehicle on foot, reckless driving, and providing false information to a police officer. So not only is she a bad motorcycle rider and a hothead, but she's a terrible girlfriend as well.
Yeah, I don't think I'd be interested.
Angela Dunson, our stupid criminal of the week. Congratulations.
Well, the first syllable of her last name is Dunce.
Yeah, and it's appropriate, is it?
Yeah,
not?
That was my thought.
Yeah.
So she's aptly named.
I think so. Oh, God. You guys ever watch Hoarders, right? You guys watch Hoarders?
I have watched it in the past. It's just like, oh, my God, and well, I changed supposed the
to
channel.
You're supposed to save people?
Yeah, that's the idea.
Yeah, Sally Honeycheck in Detroit should have been on the show because she lived in squalor and nobody knew until her cousin found her body.
How can you not know?
She was a secret hoarder.
Yeah, but still, I mean,
she lived in a rundown Detroit neighborhood and she was a hoarder and she had crap all over it and nobody could find her. And she basically was under filth, rat feces, mountains of clutter. And she was dead under there and the dog got hungry and guess what happened?
I don't think I want to know, but I got a feeling you're going to tell us anyway.
Yeah, it was kind of just the Donner Party with
dogs?
With very large canines, yes.
That's gruesome.
Hey, but on the bright side, she was found in a lawn chair under the picture of the Last Supper.
And she was.
She was the Last Supper.
Yep. Oh, awesome.
God love her. Oh, Sally Honeycheck, somebody should have checked on you, dear. I'm sorry. We have to take care of our elderly.